Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I want to talk about how you can do your part to help the planet heal. And I have been giving this message, but I want to connect all the dots now. So, in case you're new, really quickly, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you're ready to go to the next level, please consider my services, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. All right, let's talk about what you can do right now to help the planet heal. And it connects with the messages I've been giving you over the last several months. Take care of yourself, take care of yourself, take care of yourself. But I'm going to add some layers on top of it. So the first one that's crucial is a clearing out of energy, right? And where I got the idea to jump on and do this podcast, it's Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I wanted to jump on and do a little message around this. I follow a channel, Janice Carlin, PhD, and she sent out a beautiful channeled message about what's going on, pandemic. But the part that really caught my attention, which overlapped with the messages I've been receiving, and I think every spiritual teacher right now is receiving the same messages to give out. Let's see, where is the note? The energy clearing necessary is to be done by all of you. Work with integrity and only clear what is meant to be cleared in the highest good. Again, this is taken from Janice Carlin. It's a channeled message. You cannot clear someone's energy to whom you do not have permission, and this permission is granted by the higher self of the person. You can, however, teach someone else to clear themselves, so that's what I'm doing. I'm jumping in to teach you guys how to do it. Doing your own energetic clearing is all that you need to do, right? So if you want to help the planet heal, instead of feeling sorrow and pity and looking at the news and saying, oh my God, people are suffering and it's so bad, and then we start taking that energy on thinking we're going to suffer, dump that because it's not going to help. You're just pumping energy out that's not serving the planet well. I know your intention, but it's coming from a place of victimhood. So I'm all for everyone who listens to this program to feel empowered no matter what. And so if you can take some time this weekend and do some clearing, you will raise the vibration of the planet. Next layer to this, now it's all coming clear. When I was doing the 2020 month-by-month readings, it's a service I offer where if you buy it, I go month-by-month and I do a reading for each month of the year, and then I do your numerology reading for the year. And then this year for 2021, I'm doing a well-being reading as well, and it's already sold out. But last year when I was doing the messages, I'm getting ready to sit down and do them all for this year. But last year, consistently, I kept seeing within the first 3 months, and if you're on my newsletter list and you've been following me for a while, and if your Gmail and you archive, go back and check because you're gonna see I was right. The first 3 months, but right before the pandemic hit, what I saw in everybody's readings was let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. There's something you need to let go of. There's something you need to let go of. There's something you need to let go of. It was so consistent. I don't want to say everyone, but majority of people I did readings for last year for the month by month got a card about letting go within the first 3 months. Now here we are getting, us spiritual folk who channel and read energy, that's the message, right? As we tune into spirit and say, how do we heal? How do we overcome what's going on the planet right now? It's another message about let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. And if you don't do something when spirit originally tells you, then you have to come back and do it. And when I see in those messages, I want to be clear here, when I see a theme, I know that that's not just a message for that person. It's a universal message. If I'm saying multiple person have to let go, and that was supposed to happen at the beginning of the year, of course, this is what would occur, right? And the solution to heal it, again, is to let go. And so I want to teach you some releasing techniques to help you start this process, not help you start it, to help you do it. Because I think once you get in there and you start clearing some things out, you'll go back to this method and clear some more things out as it comes up. So if you want to help the planet heal, if you want to heal, and when I say heal, it's not necessarily an illness, though it is dis-ease. Anything that is not in alignment with your highest and greatest good, anything not in alignment with your well-being, needs to be healed, right? And so it's a letting go. Even the sessions I've been doing this month, consistently, the message I've been coming to, you know, I always start with, hey, you got to be clear about what you want. I always say that. But more so, it's clearing all the shit out that tells you you can't have it. All the fear, all the sadness, all the insecurity, the resentment, a lot of pain. I've been tuning into a lot of, like, and even she mentioned it, and we see it in our world, this deep, deep resentment and anger and distrust. You got to clear all that shit out. It's not serving you well. So look at what you want right now in your life. Maybe you want a romantic relationship. Maybe there's an amount of money you want. Maybe you are looking for a new opportunity. Maybe you want something, a business to grow or a relationship to grow. Or, maybe you just want to feel good, right? You just want to move through your day and not feel like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, right? So, or maybe you want security, right? So look at the things that you want and be very, very specific about it. So let's just say the essence of what you want is security, and it looks like you having X number of dollars in savings, right? Well, clean up. What you have to release is everything that tells you can't have it, everything that tells you to not believe that is possible for you. And so the best way to do that is to write a letter, an energetic letter, to whether it be, I just worked with a practitioner personally who advised me to write it this way, and I think it's so awesome. Because I would often teach you to write it to the person's higher self, and that still works too, or the higher energies of that situation. So say it's a financial struggle. So you'd write to the higher energies of that institution. Maybe you're struggling to make your student loan payments. I know we don't have to make them right now, but praise God, glory, glory, hallelujah, that they did put that relief in place, but it's getting ready to go away. But look at that institution or that environment and write to the higher self of that. This particular teacher I worked with, and I found this to be impactful in my own life, she said still write it to yourself and write it in the sense that you are clearing out an emotional wound and then write, I feel. Because what we need to do is dig up all of the feelings and why you feel that way, right? I actually just watched a really beautiful Abraham Hicks video from late October, and she went through the emotional scale teaching you how to release. It was another way of releasing and rising up the scale, and it's really about acknowledging what you are feeling and why you are feeling it. So let's just say you are feeling a sense of anxiety. Sit down and say, I am clearing out the emotional wound around this anxiety, and I feel anxious because, and just go through and go through and go through and go through. I have always taught, put a time frame on it. You know, if you're doing a letter of release, do it for 10 to 15 minutes, no more than that. This particular practitioner, she said, she take off the time limit. She said it's a longer thing. I find that both are effective. I've enjoyed doing both, so I want to extend to you to do both. Sometimes we need to get it out quickly, but if you know you're a person that's got a lot of stuff in there and you want to make sure you get it all up, give yourself plenty of time to write this letter of release. So I am feeling a lot of anger and resentment around, this is an example, I am feeling a lot of anger and resentment around, name the situation. I feel this anger and resentment because, and these are just some prompts, you don't have to use them, you can, but focus on what you are feeling, name that feeling specifically, and name the situation. And you're writing the letter to yourself, essentially, is the way this practitioner taught me. Or you can do it the way I've been teaching you on this program and the way I've been teaching my clients for years is to write it to the higher self or the higher energies of that situation. So if it's an institution, you write to the higher energies of it. If it's a person, maybe you're going through a breakup, you'd write, I'm writing, I feel of anger and resentment around this person. I feel this anger and resentment because, and then that's where you get to dig up and dig up and dig up and dig up and dig up. And then when you get to the end, you'll know when it's complete. Then you write, I always say, I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. She has, the practitioner that taught me, she gave it to me a little bit differently. And I think they're both, I write them both when I do, I've done quite a few letters of release over the last forever, but particularly over the last month. And so I wrote it as, let's see, am I in the right place? I'm looking at my notes in my phone. I have notes everywhere. I always get on here and start teaching you something. And I'm like, let me get a note on it. Okay, so last paragraph, and I am releasing all of the negative emotions and feelings around this issue. I clear myself of it. I'm cleaning out this emotional wound to move forward free of it. Or you can just, mine. I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. I like highest and greatest good in there because we know that we're doing this work in accordance with the light. Put highest and greatest good, free, release. You might also tack on some forgiveness. I've been writing that last paragraph. It'll include, and I forgive, and I release, and I might do the Ho'oponopono prayer in addition to that. But that's what we're being called to do. If you want the world to get better, sit down this weekend and release some bullshit that you've been holding on to for a long time. So my spirit guides are like, well, Amy, tell them what the bullshit might be. The bullshit is any lower vibrational energy, right? So if we're looking at the Abraham Hicks emotional scale, so fear, anything causing you fear, anything causing you grief, anything causing you depression, anything causing you despair, anything causing you powerlessness. Then move up. Anything causing you insecurity, anything causing you guilt, anything causing you unworthiness, keep going. Anything causing you jealousy, keep going. Anything causing you hatred and rage, isn't that crazy? Jealousy is so low that hatred and rage are higher than jealousy. I think jealousy is dirty, but it's also a sign of what you do want and where to focus your attention positively if you can get out of that space. And this exercise is to help you get out of that space. The next one is anything causing you anger, revenge, anything you want revenge on, anything causing you to feel discouragement, anything causing you to blame, anything causing you to worry, anything causing you to doubt. I'm giggling because you're like, holy shit, Amy, I'm going to be writing forever. You know what's most important to you right now, where the energy, the negative energy is most potent in your life. So clear that out first. And then as you're guided towards more, Spirit's going to guide you. Your guides are going to guide you. anything causing you to feel disappointment, anything causing you to feel overwhelmed, anything causing you to feel frustrated. Did I hit record on this? I did. Anything causing you to feel irritated, anything causing you to feel impatient, anything causing you to feel pessimistic, anything causing you to feel bored. And then we start to move into the higher vibrational frequency. So pretty much anything below boredom, you need to clear it out. You sit down, write the letter, say what you need to say. If you want to do my blast it through method, set a timer, give yourself, I used to tell clients 7 minutes, but so let's just say 10 to 15, and I always say no more than 15, but on the short end, just do 7 minutes and clear out fear, anger, resentment, and just journal it out. And then when you're done, I release this now for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. You can burn it. I don't have a way to burn in which I feel safe, so I submerge in water, also effective. So what I was doing to be kind of overachiever about it was I was actually boiling water in my kettle and then preparing a bowl, and I put sea salt in it, prayed over that it was capturing the energy and helping to clear this energy from my being. The sea salt is to help additionally clear the energy. You can put other things in there if you want, if you're familiar with herbs and cleansing. But if you're just trying to keep it simple, sprinkle some sea salt in there. I rip up the pages. I put them in the bowl, and then I pour hot water over it. And then once it cools, then I discard the paper. So, and I pray over it. I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. I am now free. I am now free, right? And anything I need to forgive, I'm willing to forgive as well. You think your resentment is empowering, but it's not. And maybe it is in the sense that you're more aware than your despair. Like, I think we're in despair because we're just in spiritual narcolepsy, as Baron Reed would say. So we're in despair. We can't see anything. Everything just feels shitty and terrible and it hurts. But then as you start to realize the source of that, you know, so maybe it's a relationship and you start to realize that that person isn't a good person and you didn't know that before. And so in that awareness, you get to anger. Well, you keep going up the scale, right? Anger is higher than despair, but you need to continue up the scale. You need to continue to release and release and release and release. And so please be willing to do this work, because I promise you, if everybody let go of their shit, we could heal the planet this weekend. And I've been saying that consistently. So be willing to sit down and just let go. All right, you're listening to this on the go. You don't have a lot of time. What's the shortcut? Pull out the note section of your phone. Say, Spirit, guide me. I release this about this situation, and this is how I've been feeling about it. Just note section. Just pound it out. It doesn't need to be perfect. The spelling, it doesn't need to be great. Just type it out as fast as you can. And then hit that trash can button and say, I release this for my highest and greatest good. It's all working. Same with if you open a Word document and you type it out. Now, next layer to this that this teacher I've been working with taught me that I thought has been beneficial, and I typically didn't read it back, but I think it is helpful to read it back. She recommends 3 times. Read it back to yourself before you burn it, destroy it, release it. I have found, here's the perk of reading it back, is that as I've, you know, sometimes when we're writing it out so quickly and we're dumping, we may miss some stuff, right? Like, you know, I think it's coming off the top of our heads. It's coming off the top of our hearts. We're just dumping it out. And I think that's really beneficial. But if this is a real, like, clearing, you start to see patterns. You start to see places where you need to go deeper with the clearing. You start to see the disconnect in your thinking. And so I think it is great to read it back. And if you find, like, oh, That's really connected to this. Put that on there too. So I'd say read it back at least twice. And that has been so impactful. The last big clearing I did a couple of weeks ago, I went through a lot of stuff because I was, when I was ready. As I was doing that, I found as I went back, there were more. And it also helped me see areas where there was some junkiness in the way I was thinking. And in that moment, I could instantly reframe it. And that reframe creates a whole new belief system, right? It creates a whole new way of being. It creates a whole new energetic frequency from which you operate from. So I say take the time this weekend. Clear out the shit. Release it. Get some paper. Write the letters. You can release anything. Anything. Anywhere where you've been struggling. Anywhere where you've seen hardship. Any low vibe thoughts. Be willing to do it. I know I probably need to do some around. It's perplexing to me that people won't wear a mask. And I probably need to do some clearing around that. Not that I don't think they need to be a mask, but I don't need to be holding resentment and anger and frustration about them not wearing masks. Not that I hold a lot of it. It's more like, what the fuck are you up to, dude? Like, you know, like we're all in this together. You prosper when I prosper, and I prosper when you prosper. Again, that's my, you know, I need to look at it probably even as I say that from a philosophy and respect that people may not see the connectedness of all, which is just bonkers crazy to me. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. We are all connected, and that's so clear in every spiritual text. And because God is in all of us, and God is, God is amazing. I will do some releasing around that. But I have got some other things, right? Maybe the self-righteousness, but I wouldn't say I'm too self-righteous around that. It just, as I tune into it, it just feels like fact. And so maybe I need to not judge myself for being passionate about that issue. Maybe I need to clear out that I'm allowed to be passionate and fully clear about who I am and my preferences and my perspective on the world. You know, that's probably closer to true. But what I just did for you guys is, I talked out loud how I clear, right? And how I get clear on what I need to clear, right? And so do that same conversation with yourself. You don't have to do it for everybody to hear. You get to just sit and say, God, this is where I want to go in my life, and I'm willing to release all that is keeping me from it. Show me. Show me, Spirit Guide. Show me what is keeping me from being the self that I know is my highest and greatest good, the self that envisions and the self that I know I was called to be, right? And then let go of, like, just judgment. I think that's a big one. Like, I think we all have a lot of preconceived ideas about the way things need to be and this and that, and if I do this, and this is going to happen. You made that all up, right? So clear out that too. Just be willing to clean it all up. And the more you get clean, just know the planet gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. And if we tip the scale to 51%, we'll be back to living the life that we were living pre-pandemic, but better. We're never going back to the energetic space that led to the pandemic, because that's how we got here. But if we clean it up now, we can be living in a really beautiful time in our history. So please sit down, journal, piece of paper. You can do the fast one, 7 minutes, blast it out. And then maybe you'll be like, oh shit, I've got some issues around my mother. Let's sit down and bang that one out. Oh man, I got some issues around that dude that broke my heart in 5th grade. All right, let's release that. And just keep writing and keep writing and keep writing and get all that negative shit out until you feel a sense of contentment. And then rise up that scale. You can go higher and higher and higher till you get to joy, till you get to aliveness, till you get to peace, tranquility. You're meant to live an amazing life. And at this point, the only thing keeping you from it is the junk inside of you. So declare what you want and then clean it up, clean it up, clean it up. You want to be well, believe that you can be well. You want to be happy, believe that you can be happy. Clear out anything that's telling you can't be well and anything that can't, that's telling you can't be happy. Now, before I wrap here, my spirit guides are showing me that there's some logical person listening to this right now that's like, well, Amy, well, there's nothing that's keeping me from wanting to be happy. I'm like, oh, how cute are you for getting mad at me? That's great. Because there is. That's why you had the reaction. So logically, yeah, you can look at it and say, of course I want to be happy. Of course I want all these things. Yeah, I'm not talking about like your logical mind, right? I'm talking about the little girl. I'm talking about the subconscious. I'm talking about the part of you that knows what is best and still winds up with that janky-ass guy all the time, right? The part of you that won't wait because you think there's not enough men out there and you won't wait for the right one and you just keep hanging on to some dude that's not right for you. I'm talking about the you that wants to transcend, and then the minute you start to transcend, you get scared and shut down. Like, that's the part, you know? Clear that stuff up. Be unstoppable. Clear up anything that's keeping you from being unstoppable. Anything that doesn't align with the life that you want needs to be cleared out. I don't want the excuses. I don't want the story you've been telling yourself. That's getting in the way. That's all getting in the way. The story you've been telling yourself about, like, and it may seem really logical, but it's probably not. And if you want to do this with someone, you can call me. I have some sessions open for this weekend, and definitely next week. So I love you. I appreciate you. You're amazing. Thank you for listening to this program. Celebrate yourself. Stand in your power. Do this work. Know that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. Why can't you live an amazing life? Who are you not to live an amazing life? So just be amazing. Your version of amazing. That's not a comparison to other people. It's allow the lightness of spirit to shine through you in every single moment of your day. So thank you again. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. Blessings. If you're looking for a coach, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me. Look at the massive result intuitive coaching package. Best value, best way to move energy in your life quickly, best way to activate the energy of who you run to be. Man, in 3 months, you will not recognize yourself. You will be so happy. Love you. Take care.